Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said temper gets people into trouble, but pride keeps them there. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you today in our Bible Meditations program. We're glad you're listening, and we hope that you'll encourage others to listen to our Bible program. Now let's turn to our study. Do you remember the Bible teaching that God is concerned about the human family and God doesn't want anybody to be lost? Now that's a very plain teaching in the Bible. I'd like for you to look with me at a passage in 2 Peter chapter 3. And as we look at this passage, we'll see that truth pointed out very vividly. The Bible tells us that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, when you look at that passage, it becomes very obvious that God doesn't want anybody to be lost. Now, the conclusion some have arrived at is that since God doesn't want anybody to be lost, therefore, everybody will be saved. Well, that's not the case. And very obviously, the Bible teaches there are some requisites unto salvation. We are not saved automatically. Just because we die, we're not on our way to heaven. Somehow or other, we've gotten the idea, and we use that with reference to our children, to explain to children what death is, that their loved one has gone to be in heaven. Well, that may be true, or it may not be true, depending on the kind of life that person has lived. While I am not their judge, and I would not presume to judge another person along this line, if the Bible is true, and indeed it is, there are requisites to going to heaven. We must meet those requirements, or heaven will not be ours. But you remember in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, Peter said, "The Lord isn't slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he wants all men to have the opportunity of repentance." He wants all men to be given that opportunity. You remember a similar statement made by Paul as he wrote to Timothy, and he said, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." Now, if you look at that verse carefully, that would teach there's something more than just God wanting you to be saved. There is man's part in that salvation, and so the coming to the knowledge of the truth implies that we learn and obey what the truth requires of us so that we might be saved. So it goes without question that the Bible teaches God wants men to be saved. Now the background of what we looked at in verse 9 of 2 Peter chapter 3 is that some had looked at the promise of the Lord that he would come again and gotten the idea, since he hasn't come back yet, he's not going to come. And so they began to distrust the promise of God because he had not at this time come back. Well, certainly the Bible teaches that the Lord will return. Acts 1 and verse 11, "This same Jesus whom you have seen taken up from among you shall so return in like manner." In John 14, Jesus promised, "If I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself." You see, very clearly the Bible teaches that the Lord will return. The Lord is going to come back. Well, he hadn't come yet, and so some said, he's not going to come. But Peter said, "The Lord isn't slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness." Their mix-up was that they were trying to apply a timetable, a human timetable, to the God of heaven. And God isn't bound by our time system. Paul reminds us, and of course Peter does in this passage, that God has a different time scale than you and I do. A year with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. And so very clearly he's simply saying to us that the time schedule that God has and the time schedule that man has are not in harmony. God knows what he's doing, and God's going to keep the promise that he has given to the human family. So if the Lord said, I'll come again, he's going to come again. But Peter explains, the reason he has not come yet is that he's still giving the opportunity of repentance unto people. He's still giving them the opportunity of being saved. Have you ever thought what a terrible thing it would be to be lost? When you realize what the Bible teaches about being lost eternally, it's a situation that you and I would want to avoid at any cost. We don't want to be lost, even though there are some people who are living in such a way and acting in such a way that that would be the end result. But the Bible teaches that there is such a place as hell. If you look at Matthew 5 and verse 22, Jesus warns of the danger of hell fire. Certainly there is such a place. It's described as a place prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25 and verse 41. It is a place of torment, Luke 16 and verse 24, I'm tormented in these flames. And it is also a place where there will be no rest, Revelation 14 and verse 11. And also there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 24 and verse 51. It is eternal. It is not something that will end shortly. And after you get there, you'll spend up the time that you're there, and eventually you'll get out of that place. The Bible teaches it is eternal, and that word eternal means without ending. So very clearly, this is a place that we would want to avoid. God doesn't find any delight in having people reject his will. He doesn't have any delight in having people go to a place of torment. Yet that's the end result if we reject God and his will. Well, we'll talk about this a little more tomorrow. If you'll be listening, we'll study about this matter and try to find a Bible answer. We appreciate your listening and remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.